Welcome everyone, Bez Hashem, continue with Sas Tom from the Chavetz Chaim, Perek Dalush, number 33. In this Perek, as we mentioned previously, the Chavetz Chaim is discussing the horrific einish, the punishment, l'asid love in the future, that awaits a person who is involved with theft, with gzeila, geneva, stealing. He begins by telling us how much we all know that Yom Kippur will not atone for Averas ben Admuch Avera. Yom Kippur does not forgive when it's an Avera that's done from man to man. Ben Admuch Avera. Furthermore, Misa, death will not atone when there's an Avera ben Admuch Avera. He brings a pasuk from Koheles that the Medrash explains that Tishavir Kada Lamabua, that the pitcher is broken at the fountain. What does this mean? This is a reference to, as Rashi explains, that after 3 days, a person's stomach will explode, and that which was in his stomach will go into his mouth. And this is based on what the pasuk says in Mishlei, "Pi Rishon Nichase Chomas." The pi, the mouth of the Rishon Nichase Chomas, will be covered with theft. The mouth of the Rosh will be covered with the theft that he stole. Continues the Medrash based on the Psukim that in Olam Haba they're going to feed this ganav, this thief, fine sand, and his teeth are going to break on it. This is part of this punishment, La'asir Lavi, in the future. And the Medrash continues and says that La'asir Lavi, in the future, Hashem's going to say, when the person doesn't want to eat this sand, Hashem's going to say, and when you were in Olam Hazeh, you were eating stolen food because you stole money and you bought food with that money. That was sweet. That was good to you. But this you don't want to eat. This is from the stolen food. Why don't you want to eat this now? Furthermore, says the Chavetz Chaim, even after all of these punishments, a person still does not have a complete takana for his Avera. Until he comes back in the Gilgul to return the theft. So a person will say, oh, so what's the big deal? I come back in the Gilgul. Continues the Chavetz Chaim, he says that he saw a Maisa, Shabo Echod Begilgul Sus, for you Oivid Bechol Koichoi, Kidei Leshale Meschoivoi, Zel Minagilgul Makoshim. Who says the person, first of all, we don't want to come back in the Gilgul, that's number one. But he says, the Chavetz Chaim tells us that he saw in Sfarim HaKdoshim, that a person came back in the Gilgul as a horse. And this horse was working so hard because it knew that it was a Gilgul and it had to work for this person we stole from in order to get to Gan Eden in Olam Haba. Just very quickly, to understand that we don't want to come back in the Gilgul, there was, in the Chai Yodim, brings down the Maisa, which we don't have time to elaborate on. But there was a Tzaddik that was Nifter. Tzaddik was Nifter, and he fulfilled Kol Tar Kula. It's a Maisa we should discuss another time. Bekitzer, he wasn't careful with saying Hashem's name properly, with the proper Kavana, and he didn't say Hashem's name with the proper halachic requirements. Because of this, this person was given a choice to come back as a Gilgul or to go to Gehenim. So you figure, which one would you choose? Of course, you know, you come back in the Gilgul, what's the big deal? But he chose Gehenim over Gilgul. He chose to go to Gehenim and not to have to suffer a Gilgul. And that could have been he came back in the Gilgul as another person. Here we're saying the person came back as a horse and he exerted himself tremendously. He worked b'chol koichai to make sure he pays back the theft.